The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Windermere boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Hey, welcome, folks.
He used to send me pictures of the...
Thank you for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. It's November 28th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Your participation is welcomed at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have a brief hour together. We're on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and then Sunday, we skip Saturday. Sunday, we're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Trump Phenomenon. So let's try to update ourselves for the last 24 hours, what's happened here with our man, Donald Trump, and what's happened with our future, which so much hinges upon how Donald Trump does. And the so let's take a look into this. And, of course, share your insights at the phone number, call in phone number, if you've seen something that I've missed or you've got an insight to add. We can start off here with the man himself. I didn't see the final. Apparently today was an incredible day on another incredible day on the stock market. I didn't see the closing bell, but at the last time I looked, the stock market was up 2.5%. In one day. And as far as I could see, the cause for that was Donald Trump. The Trump phenomenon was causing things to happen. And in this case, Donald Trump's own appointment for the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, Jerome Powell. Donald Trump was saying he was displeased with Jerome Powell for, I think, in the last 6 or 8 months. He's hiked the federal prime rate 3 times. And Donald Trump thinks this is a bad idea, that what Jerome Powell is doing is he is killing off, or certainly tamping down, the boom that Donald Trump launched. And this is unprecedented. We have a president who's actually going toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with the chairman of the Federal Reserve saying, hey, buddy, you're stupid. You're wrong. Now, Donald Trump is one hell of an economist, and he knows one heck of a lot about interest rates and their effect upon businessmen and the business of America. So when somebody raises the prime rate three times in a matter of months, Donald Trump sees this as dumb in this case. Anyway, so with that fight between the two, with Jerome Powell being the one who blinked, the stock market went wild and rose 2.5% in one day, something like 600 points on the Dow Jones. That's incredible. Let's see what other things Donald Trump was saying here today that could cause that kind of a commotion. And we'll go to his tweets for that. Let's see, where do we leave off with tweets? We'll pick it up here. We covered the amazing series of four tweets in which Donald Trump goes toe-to-toe with Barry of Bob Mueller. And I'm trying to think of maybe I should put the word Lavrenti in there. Barry of Bob may say it. Of course, I'm making a reference, folks, to Lavrenti Beria, Stalin's henchman and chief of his secret police, the murderer of millions of Ukrainians, Lavrenti Beria, who ran the kind of Justice Department that Robert Mueller is running, one in which he seeks out old men who have nothing and basically tortures them. He has Paul Manafort in, trying to remember what's the term for that when you're all by yourself in prison. Solitary. Thank you, engineer. Solitary confinement. Haven't been there yet myself. Solitary confinement. A 72-year-old man, or thereabouts. He's got Jerome Corsi, who's also about 72 years old. And the guy is old. And he's going after Jerome Corsi, telling him he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life for doing nothing. And then Roger Stone is involved. Robert Mueller going after Roger Stone. Now, here's what's nice. This is like, I'll just put this little log on the fire tonight. It looks as if Lavrenti Bob Mueller really screwed up in trying to set up Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi as part of his attack, which, of course, is aimed at Donald Trump. He doesn't really care about Stone, Corsi, or Manafort, or another one whose life he's ruined, Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, he started off ruining his life, wrecking his finances, wrecking his family life, his home. He had to sell his home. Mike Flynn did nothing wrong, nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, he was punished for a good thing. Mike Flynn, at the very beginning of this whole process, he had a conversation with, correct me, anybody, I get a little few of my facts out of line, Sergei Kislyak, who I think was the Russian ambassador to the United States. He very commendably said to Kislyak, don't overreact to whatever sanctions the United States has imposed on Russia. Let's have peace. Let's have a good relationship. And let's get this thing straightened out so that we're not sanctioning you and then you are overreacting to us. That's a wonderful, wonderful statement by Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General, the national security advisor to Donald Trump at the time, newly elected Donald Trump. And this is the same Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who had been director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, very highly placed, and wonderfully on the campaign trail. Now get this, folks, get the origin of this. On the campaign trail, I went back and looked at some of those videos today. It was Mike Flynn at rallies who was saying, not just the crowd was saying it, Mike Flynn was leading the chant, lock her up, lock her up, lock her, and the crowd going wild, lock her up. Mike Flynn was on to Hillary Clinton and to the Clinton crime syndicate. And he was, in fact, leading the charge to lock her up. Well, who is the fixer? Who is the errand boy for the Clinton crime syndicate? Well, it's Lavrenti Bob Mueller. So does it make sense that they went after Mike Flynn right out of the gate? Of course it makes sense. And how? What did they do? Now, with all these people that Robert Mueller is viciously, and Donald Trump used that adjective vicious yesterday, or adverb viciously. Well, I'll go back and look at it in a second. To describe Bob Mueller, here's what he did. This is very interesting. At the beginning of this whole process, you unwind it. What happened? James Comey, one of the rats, one of the bad guys, one of the evil people in this cabal inside our government to control the controlled and still controls the Justice Department and the FBI. James Comey sent two FBI agents into the White House right after Trump was inaugurated. And these guys were sent on a mission to trap Mike Flynn. This is really dirty play by James Comey. James Comey hated Donald Trump. James Comey was part and parcel of the effort to destroy Donald Trump. That's been the mission from the beginning. Destroy Donald Trump. While we were covering Donald Trump in the primaries, what was Comey and his group and McCabe and Strzok? These people, we didn't even know about these people at the time. This all came out later. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr. They were all working overtime, burning the midnight oil to fabricate, lie, cheat, commit crimes to destroy Donald Trump. So when Trump got elected, Comey hit the panic button, sent two FBI agents over to the White House to go in and just have a friendly conversation with Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn has no idea he's being set up. And remember, he's a very sophisticated man, Mike Flynn. He was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And like all good people and great people, he has a flaw, or he's very prone to a weakness that all good people have, which is that they trust other people. Big mistake, Mike Flynn. That good deed certainly doesn't go unpunished. So he trusted these two FBI snakes, rats, who came into his office to just have a chat. Now, unbeknownst to Mike Flynn, James the Rat Comey has been wiretapping Donald Trump. And I just use the term wiretapping to sort of generically describe eavesdropping, spying upon Donald Trump. And he has at his desk, he has the communications of Mike Flynn with, for instance, Sergei Kislyak. Mike Flynn doesn't know that. This wonderful conversation, which he said, let's have peace between our nations. That's a communication between a Trump official, an important one, Mike Flynn, and a Russian, an important one, Sergei Kislyak. And it's a wonderful conversation. But Mike Flynn thinks, what, these two punks from the FBI, and these two lower-level people, what are they doing in my office? Why are they even in the White House? FBI agents aren't supposed to sashay in the front door of the White House. They come over on a social call. So they are interviewing him, and they have this transcript of conversation between Flynn and Kislyak. In Flynn's mind, They have no idea about his conversation, which is a high-level conversation that's very important. And I'm not going to, if I'm Mike Flynn, I'm not going to share that with two dweebs from the FBI who walk into my office and want to have a conversation. So they ask him, have you ever had any conversations with, Russian Ambassador Kislyak? And Flynn, very understandably, not wanting to get into the subject with nobodies, says no. In other words, it's sort of like, no, none of your business. So he says no, innocently says no. Now, these two setup artists sent by James Comey scurry back to Comey's office and go, ha, 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 we got him. He lied to FBI agents. He didn't lie to FBI agents. He did not feel like discussing with nobodies a really important matter at the level of a guy who was the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. You don't just discuss anything with anybody that walks in your door and wants to talk about it. But these FBI poobahs in a now totally corrupted FBI, which is acting like the enemy of the American people, setting up great people like Donald Trump, like Mike Flynn. They have technically got him saying something that's not true. Technically not true. And then this gets converted into the verb lie. He lied to the FBI. And then I won't go, this is punishing how stupid this whole thing is. But then this is blown up by the media, which is part of the cabal, part of this treasonous cabal that's been running our country. James Comey goes to the media. Mike Flynn lied to the FBI. He talked to a high-level FBI Russian official, and he lied about that conversation. Donald Trump also, not realizing that he stepped into a meat grinder, doesn't know what's going on around him. The national press is going wild. The New York Times, the Washington Post, Wolf Blitzer, they're all having a panic attack nonstop. Well, Mike Flynn, Mike Flynn's got to go. And so Trump eventually has to let Mike Flynn go. Should have stuck with Flynn, but there's no way he could have known this at this point. He did not know at that time how nasty the meat grinder was. He does now. So that's one byproduct of the last 2 years, one benefit. Donald Trump now knows what SOBs he's up against. And he's treating them. He understands their SOBs. And these latest tweets from Donald Trump make it clear when he talks about Robert Mueller and his attack dogs like Andy Weissman and these FBI agents that were sent over. So Mike Flynn is bounced off the wall. And then they keep going. They're going after more people, setting them up, trying to get them to sing. They tried to get Mike Flynn to sing, to get him to go after the real target, which is Donald Trump. Mike Flynn, honorable man, would not do that. Instead, he lost his house, lost his finances, lost his career, lost everything. Probably not his family, but everything but his family. Now, several other people apparently seem to have taken this honorable course. And so Lavrenti Beria, Bob Mueller, is apparently, the appearance right now is that his setup of Donald Trump ain't working out the way it was supposed to work out. He ain't got nothing. Bob Mueller appears to have a big fat nothing, a big nothing burger. He has no case. And so now at this point, let's bring it up from Mike Flynn, which is 2 years ago, to the present, which is Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi, Paul Manafort. We'll resume the narrative right where we left off. Come back. See you. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it just an earthbound mystic eye.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky.
And we've got Andy with us in Texas. Andy, hang on. I'm going to get to you in just a moment, but I want to give you something to chew on and all the rest of you in the audience. Let's bring this all right up to date, up to today. Let's bring it up to today. And a beautiful thing that just happened. I mentioned the well, I was giving you the train of events here with Lavrenti, Bob Mueller. And the greatest crime in American history, which has been this attempt to destroy Donald Trump, the man we elected as our president. The Donald Trump just today made a tweet that is the is a thing of beauty. And just bringing it up to I was just talking about the fact that in his moment of desperation, Barry of Bob Mueller is flailing, trying to. He had among his intercepted communications, Jerome Corsi actually was asked for his phone and his computer by Bob Mueller. Corsi just said, okay, there's nothing. Here you go. Here's my phone and here's my computer. Again, a good man, and more trust is about to get punished. But they find in there an email that Mueller mistakenly thinks that there's an email that can somehow tie Russians to Roger Stone, tie him to Jerome Corsi, tie them both to Julian Assange. The whole thing, a complete screw up by Bob Mueller. He got it wrong, completely wrong. Roger Stone has nothing to do with Assange. Corsi has nothing to do with Assange. Neither of them has anything to do with any Russians. Just as Donald Trump said, not only is there no Russian collusion with Donald Trump, there's none with these guys. But of course, be that as it may, whatever Roger Stone or Jerome Corsi ever did, two great men, it's not Donald Trump. But it looks as if none of them had anything to do with any Russian anything. Donald Trump today put out a tweet that's just the cat's meow. Here it is. It's a graphic. Here it is. He says, while the disgusting fake news is doing everything within their power not to report it that way, at least three major players are intimating that the angry Mueller gang of Democrats is viciously, there's that adverb again, telling witnesses to lie about facts, and they will get relief. This is our Joseph McCarthy era, exclamation mark. Now let that sink in, folks. That's just let it sink in. That's the president who sent that message to all of us, to millions of us. That was directly from him, bypassing the BS, lying, treasonous, fake media, which would never report such a thing. He's communicating it directly to you. This little radio show is doing that. We're repeating it. We're talking into the megaphone saying, this is what your president said to you today. The fake news, the disgusting fake news, doing everything within their power not to report it. Well, we're reporting it. We're repeating what the president has sent to us. But now he included with it a graphic, a beautiful graphic, which Donald Trump found on the internet, and he has retweeted it. So some creative genius out there did a graphic image of a whole bunch of faces of demon rats behind bars, locked up. And then the big headline above these bars is, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? Now, Donald Trump is retweeting this graphic, meaning he is saying, this is my graphic. I like this. This is what I'm trying to say to you. And who is behind these bars? I can't show you the picture through the little holes in your speaker there or your microphone, but in your mind's eye, visualize this. Behind the bars are the following people from right to left, starting with Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, James Comey, John Brennan, or is it Eric Clapper? Is it James Clapper? It's James Clapper. James Clapper. Huma Abedin. Eric Holder. Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama. Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. John Podesta. And finally, the last figure behind bars. Yes, Lavrenti Beria Bob Mueller himself. So Donald Trump, this is how revolutionary this tweet is. This is it, folks. I mean, This is amazing. Donald Trump is saying all those people I just mentioned need to be tried for treason. Holy smokes, how do you like them apples? And I left John Brennan off because I don't see his picture, but whoever the artist was who did this would probably just didn't have enough room to put John Brennan's face in there with James Clapper, the former head of the Director of National Intelligence for Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We're back, folks, and Andy's still waiting there in Texas. Andy, thank you for your patience. Hey, I just found something during the break here. This retweet that Donald Trump just did of this image of these people, and he's saying, when did the trials for treason begin? He retweeted it from his own website. I didn't realize this. I didn't even know this website existed. It's called the Trump Train. It's a Twitter account. I'm going to it now. It's called the Trump Train. It's a wonderful account. I've never even used it. It's at the _Trump_train. And it's a Donald Trump site. It has 157,000 people following, 301,000 followers. And it's incredible. It's wonderful. I'm going to be using this. I'm going to refer to this every day now from here on out. But that's where that great graphic came from, revolutionary graphic, demanding treason trials, now that the Russia collusion is a proven lie. And there are other great, oh my gosh, there are some things in here. Donald Trump just has some treasures in here. Here's a tweet from him. Watches a teacher, bullies a student. This is Donald Trump talking to you. Then encourages the class to join along. Why? Because the student was wearing a MAGA hat. Whatever happened to teachers just teaching? He's got a video of this. He's got another video of an Antifa demonstration. And you watch the video. I just watched it. A bunch of Antifas in their black clothes and their bandana on and their head scarves and so on. So they can they can't really see very well. And that comes into play in this video where some Antifas are running around on the freeway. And one of them runs right into a red pickup truck, which I'm sure he's hurting like hell after he bounces off the hood of this pickup truck at about 30 miles an hour. And Donald Trump puts it on the, he posts it. He says, video of Antifa protester runs in the street like a headless chicken, gets hit by a truck. This is a heck of a website. Anyway, the Trump train, another account that you ought to, you know, join on Twitter, and other classic stuff that he's putting up. It's unbelievable. But now the, let me see if I can find another one, even more current. Oh, okay. Let's go to Andy while I'm looking there. Andy, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Andy.
Oh, hey. So if Trump is the president of this United States, and he is, how come there's so many more people that are so much above him, such as Soros? How come George Soros can operate around this entire world, doing things in Ukraine, doing things with this caravan, doing things over here, doing things over there, and he can't do anything about that? How come this is happening?
Wait a minute. You say that Donald Trump can't do anything about it.
Well, what Donald has Trump, he done about it?
Well, let's see. Let's start
no,
with...
He, first, no, no, no.
Well, hang on. Let me ask your question.
He sent troops to the border, sir. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm letting
he
you talk.
He sent troops to the border for this caravan, but he couldn't stop Soros from funding it. Ukraine is going into war. They're ultimately going into war over this Crimea thing. They're, this confrontation is going on right now in Russian water.
Okay, but okay, now Andy.
I mean, all this stuff is going on. Soros.
Yeah, Andy, don't talk over me, or I have to.
If you would let me explain, Andy, then you could have a good response to me.
Andy, I can't explain. Andy, you're 1 second away from getting cut off by the engineer. If you ask me a question and then cut into me while I'm trying to answer your question, you're just going to get yourself cut off. Okay, that's the rules of the game. That's the way talk radio works. Here's the answer. I'll boil your question down. Why can't Trump do anything about any of this? Your real question is, why isn't Donald Trump God? Why can't Donald Trump control all events in the world? Why can't he control the nation of Ukraine, George Soros, all the commies, and all the... Why? The answer is because...
That's
hang
not
on,
my
Andy.
Question.
No, and, well, yes, it is. It is your question. And let me... And what is he...
Hello?
Okay. Excellent work by the engineers there. I had to get Andy off because he wouldn't stop. You know, it makes for lousy radio if a guy is chopping you up like salami. So, no, Andy, if you ask a question and you don't want the host to answer your question, you just want a filibuster on the air, don't call in, okay? Your question is, why can't Donald Trump solve all the problems in the world? And I don't know what the point of that question is. Okay, I'll tell you some of the things he's done. Number one, unlike you and unlike me, Donald Trump got elected to be president of the United States. I've got to give the guy an A for that one. How many folks have done that, huh? How many patriots got themselves elected to president of the United States? Only one in your lifetime, Andy. Donald John Trump. And then if I want to go list all the other things that he's done for you, which you apparently are not grateful for, it would be a list as long as your arm of things he's done for you. No, Andy, please, engineer, take Andy off the air. The guy can't stop cutting me off. So that's a dumb question, Andy. Why doesn't he do? I mean, I'm just going to go restate your question. Why can't Donald Trump do anything about? And then you started listing George Soros and all your other whines, and that's what it is, whining. George Soros is evil incarnate. What's Donald Trump supposed to do? Abolish George Soros? Make him go away? Revoke his birth certificate and deport him? What's he supposed to do? Donald Trump is, and that's why I said your question boils down to this. Why isn't Donald Trump God? Well, unfortunately, he can't do that for you, Andy. So, and you'll have to do something for yourself. Try doing something like what Donald Trump is, one man, just like you, just like me. But he went out with what he had. Okay, the hairdo he's got, 72 years old, no team whatsoever. And he got himself, there's more of a team right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network has a bigger team than Donald Trump had when he announced himself as a candidate for president. He had no team. He had Melania. And he had his, at the time, 10-year-old son. And with that, he became president of the United States. And he's had to go through an incredible learning experience. Now, let's go back to Donald Trump here. Let's don't spend too much talking about Andy's whining. Listen to this. I'm looking at Donald Trump's tweets to us today. Wonderful stuff about GM, his confrontation with GM, saying, hey, you want to close plants in the United States? Talk about things he's done for you, Andy. He said, bring business back to America. Now, what's her name? Barra, the lady who's the CEO of General Motors, she's closing plants. Donald Trump said, nope, not going to happen. If you're going to close plants in the United States on us, on America, in the most profitable year GM has ever had, the best year ever, billions of dollars of turnaround thanks to Donald Trump, then we're going to take some of those goodies away from you. We're going to teach you a lesson to other corporations. We're going to make an example out of you. Don't be closing your plants here in the U.S. I'm a nationalist president, and I'm going to protect the jobs of working class Americans. And he's the only guy in your lifetime, Andy, who's ever done that for you. The only guy. And he's doing that at the risk of his life every day. All right. You don't think when he puts up a tweet, and this is a graphic off of his website, now that Russia collusion is a proven lie, and it took 3 years to do that, when do the trials for treason begin? Because they started in on Donald Trump a year before he got elected. With the FBI, Peter Strzok, lover girl Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, and all these corrupt people. And he puts in this, and I'll go through the list again. Here are the people that Donald Trump says should be in prison right now. Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, James Comey, James Clapper, Huma Abedin, remember her? And lover boy Wiener, Anthony Wiener, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, John Podesta, and Robert Mueller. That is an incredible man who he is saying that's the police lineup of the deep state. And Donald Trump, the president, saying, put those people in jail. As Mike Flynn chanted at those rallies, lock her up, lock them all up. So this is an amazing moment, folks, in all of our lives. And how this is going to turn out, we don't know. Donald Trump is not God. So the fact that he wants these great things to happen for you and for me doesn't mean they're going to happen. It means he's willing to risk his life to make them happen. He's willing to work all day and all night, 7 days a week, to make them happen. He's willing to risk everything to make them happen. Well, does that mean they'll happen? No, he's not God. He's a guy that was born just like you. But look what he's done for us. It's incredible. And here's his tweet on what's her name, Barra of General Motors. If GM doesn't want to keep their jobs in the United States, they should pay back the $11.2 billion bailout that was funded by the American taxpayer. Here's his next tweet. I mean, this guy is on a tear. Illegals can get up to $3,874 a month under federal assistance programs. Our Social Security checks are on average $1,200 a month. And then he says RT. What does RT mean? RT, if you agree, if you weren't born in the United States, you should receive $0 assistance. Ah, what a man. What a man. Here's his next tweet. These are coming like minutes apart. Will CNN ever ask Border Patrol agents how they felt having large rocks chucked at them by criminal illegals? No, CNN is never going to ask that question. His next tweet. Oh, and this here he features a tweet from Mike Pence, who says, I'm thankful for every day Hillary Clinton is not president. And then Dan Bongino puts in a tweet. A retweet. Dan Bongino says, what the hell is this? And Bongino, of course, this great patriot that's appearing all the time on Fox. What the hell is this? And then it's a picture of Hillary Clinton and a video where she says, Bongino says, wow, Hillary tries to crack a joke after moderator confuses Eric Holder and Cory Booker. And remember this? She said, I know they all look alike. She's talking about these two black people, Eric Holder and Cory Booker. Hillary Clinton got away with that, saying, I know they all look alike. She got away with that. She got a pass on that. All right, let's go back to the callers here. Pat in Fort Worth and Ken in New York. Let's start out with Ken in New York. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hi, James.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you got me in that. I have a comment about Flynn. Do you think things might have went easier for him if he used what I've always heard was a typical response, why I do not recall?
Well, here was the setup. Yeah, Ken, that's a very good question. But you see, these guys, and remember, these rats in our own government, they're pros. So when they walked into the White House, they were on a setup mission. Sent there by, they didn't walk in on their own volition. They were sent there by James Comey. We know this. They were sent in by James Comey. Okay, these are pros. These are pros at psychology and at deceiving people, at setting you up, at doing basically a police interview in which you don't realize you're being recorded. You're being, everything's on the record, and everything you say will be used against you. He didn't realize that. So they caught him, they got him to say, and it's a setup. In other words, they know he doesn't.
That.
Yeah, it's a setup. And they did this with Jerome Corsi. They had an email. Get this. Here's what happened with Jerome Corsi. A lot of patriots listen to Jerome Corsi on various shows that he's on. And he does a great job on the Jones Network. He does tremendous work there. Jerome Corsi had in his cell phone, he had an old email that he forwarded. He forwarded the email, which was on some subject concerning Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks at that time. Now, it was just an innocent forwarding. The rumor was that Assange was going to release some more WikiLeaks. We were all talking about this. Everybody was talking about this. There's nothing in that email. So, but anyway, he retweeted that 2 years ago, 2 years ago, or 2 years before he was interviewed by the FBI. The FBI then brought him in for an interview, and he naively, volunteered to, be interviewed by them. And they said, asked him about, you know, tweets about Assange. And he said, I don't, you know, I don't have such a email. He says, I don't recall such an email. I didn't have such an email. And then they go, okay, gotcha, gotcha. Here it is, 2 years ago. The guy's 72 or 74 years old. He's an old guy. And he doesn't I don't remember my emails from yesterday. But I'm 70. I don't remember yesterday's emails. 2 years ago? Of course he forgot his email. And then they're going to send him to prison. They're going to send him to prison because he forgot that he had an email. Stay with me, Ken. It's that bad. It is that bad in our police state. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. Big Bad Donald Big John, that John. Is. And I'll tell you then what. Let me play you another. We've got Ken in New York. Ken, let's go back to your thought. Go ahead.
The thought that I had, or the point I was trying to make, was at that time it was not known that they were tapping Donald, if I understand it correctly. And by him saying, "I don't recall," what are they going to say? Oh, we have you on tape? I think it would have been a checkmate moment.
What Mike Flynn probably said is, no, I did not have a conversation with Sergey Kislyak. Because here's two guys, nobodies as far as he's concerned, who are in his office, and he doesn't realize he's actually in a police interrogation. He should have an attorney there with him. They shouldn't even be in his office.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, this is so Donald Trump is exposing to your view and mine something we never knew. And let me tell you how nasty this evil empire within our own government is. I think they've got people on all sides, both parties. They've got fake heroes, fake people investigating, supposedly investigating on our part. And I'll tell you when I suspect. Trey Gowdy. I suspect Trey Gowdy. I'll tell you why. I'm going to play you a little bit of Trey Gowdy. I've heard him over and over again for the last year praising Robert Mueller. He can't find enough ways to say he admires Robert Mueller. There's something, when I heard him first say that, I said, what? Trey Gowdy, supposedly a hero of the House investigating process, who's, grilling Robert Mueller. He's grilling witnesses, and he's acting like a tough guy. But then he turns around and says, now listen to this, you're not going to believe it. Robert Mueller. Yeah, Robert Mueller, there's no question. Robert Mueller is evil incarnate. There's no question about that. And Trey Gowdy has no excuse for not knowing that. He's a former federal prosecutor. He knows the Mueller story inside and out better than you or I do. Listen to what this is. He's on Face the Nation. Trey Gowdy is asked by the host about this is in April of this year. Listen to Trey Gowdy tell us how much he loves Robert Mueller.
Congressman, as a former prosecutor, what does this say to you?
It says that I'm glad we have Bob Mueller. I'm glad we have an independent, ball and strike caller. Congress has proven itself incapable of conducting serious investigations. And our best hope
you
for finding...
Now, the interviewer cuts him off right there. He was about to go into more praise of Bob Mueller. I'm glad I snuck that little bit in there before we ran out of time here, Ken. If you want to call back tomorrow night, you're more than welcome, Ken, to resume the questioning. And we'll see you all again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay like people. Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.